reception. They're doing everything from rearranging seating plans to canceling open bars. They're just concerned that it's going to be such a major distraction, and it's the whole thing is just so divisive. They're worried how this is going to impact their party on the most important day of their lives. We are curious to know, what was the major distraction you had to deal with at your wedding?
So I got a message here from Sin on Instagram, and she writes, Vancouver's annual nude bike ride was taking place on the seawall by the wedding venue. The backdrop to our ceremony was the beach, the North Shore Mountains, and naked cyclists.
Oh, man.
Oh. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
Tough to get all these people to look at you when all of these naked cyclists are riding by.
Oh, my God. What great photos, though. Can you imagine? You'd laugh every time you thought about it.
So good.
You'd almost want to scramble your photographer together and get, like, some pictures done with the naked cyclist in the back just as they ride by. So that could be, like, a display photo for you. Like, embrace it. Embrace it as best you can.
I think it'll be very key at, like, what point of the race you're also getting to. Like, you'd have to do many shots to make sure you're getting, like, what you want.
Crystal, where did you and your husband get married?
We got married at the Inn of the Key in New West.
And what was the big distraction at that wedding?
There was a lacrosse team, a pre-team lacrosse team, also staying at the hotel, and they kept coming downstairs. They were pushing the buttons on the elevator, peeking in at our reception, making comments, and then eventually their coach came downstairs, and my uncle and my cousin almost got in a fight, so I ended up having to get between them, basically in my wedding dress, all dressed up, yelling at the coach that he was ruining my wedding to go away.
What was the coach's defense? Because I would have assumed that the coach would be coming down to round up the kids and to tell him to get the heck out of there.
I have no idea. I would have been upstairs at the time because my new husband also wasn't feeling well. So I kept going between our room at the hotel and down to the reception.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know what the coach said, but he got lippy with my uncle and my cousin, and they got riled up. So I had to get between them all and a Bridezilla yelling move.
I'm not sure anybody could blame you for it, Crystal. Thanks for the call. Can you just imagine, like, you can just picture it in your face, like all these reprobates in the elevator mashing all the buttons. Yes. And then when the door opens, they're like sticking their head out going, making whatever comment they want at you.
I think we probably all have stayed at hotels when you go, oh God, there's like some like kid sports team thing that's happening and it's not a wedding and you're just like, I'd be so outraged if it was my wedding and that was happening.
Thank you, Sarah, for the text. Sarah said the major distraction at her wedding was Nana went missing for about a half hour. Was later found, though, in the casino at the hotel.
Well, you know.
Yes.
Hopefully the big winnings came in for Nana that day.
Hopefully, like, Nana left after the important stuff was done, like, you know, the speeches and the whatever, and it's just the dancing, and Nana's gone. Can you imagine Nana just gets up during the speeches and, like, I just can't.
I'm bored.
These speeches are too long.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Well, let's hope Nana cashed in on some winnings at the end of that stint in the casino. How about you? What caused the big distraction at your wedding? 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103.535.
Today's the day, actually, isn't it?
Are you going to stand?
No, we're going.
Sweat it out for that payout.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Wow, that's a thousand bucks that I didn't have 5 minutes ago.
Weekday mornings at 7:05, 8:05, and bonus play at 4:05.
Easiest money I've ever made.
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.